Okay, and it stopped me at right in mid recording. How are you guys doing? Thank you guys for listening and tuning in to another episode. Today we're going to be talking about pride, money, and how God is in the center of it all. And I am happy to share this with you. I'm excited to share this with you as God has really been emphasizing in my spirit the truth of things and how I awakened. So if you've been following me for a while on this podcast, I cried out to God and God awakened me, showed me the truth, showed me the light. And when I came in contact with the true presence and spirit and truth of God, my life has never been the same since. And as far as it relates to my belief patterns and the fears and things that I carried within myself, God began unraveling and showing me the truth. And it was hard. If you go back on my archive in my library, you will see how I share with you my experiences. And now that I'm out of sort of that hard season or that wilderness season, that untying of beliefs, I want to share with you how God is the center of it all. Meaning that go to God for everything. Allow the Spirit to reveal truth to you. And that requires you to drown out the noise. That requires you. It requires something of you. Requires you to listen. And it's beneficial for you to trust. And take that path by faith. Because I got tired of doing church. And this is what I mean. I got tired of feeling numb and not really knowing God intimately and personally. Not knowing God. I knew God from a servant master standpoint. But not God as friend, not God as being my abiding with God, not being the dweller and also the Lord over my life, and not something that I surrendered and submitted to and trusted. Because my limiting mentality about God. And so because I took the journey for God to show me, to show me who I really am. And really, in essence, God was showing me the truth of things, the truth about me, the truth of how the Spirit of God really is and how it dwells and abides in me. And I really can't fully articulate everything. I really can only live it and really just give you what I believe God has shown me and given me. So it's so much, it's so vast, and oftentimes I can't even put it into words what God is doing. But I trust that God has placed something in me to share this message with you. Pride, God, and money. So I want to just share with you that everything I thought about money, I had to throw out of the window. If you looked at my previous podcast episode, I actually, you can check it out on YouTube. It's called Money Versus God. And I honestly, So much of my belief patterns was rooted in fear and scarcity. So much of my belief patterns was rooted in I have to do it all. And if I don't do it all, then it won't get done. And it was rooted out of pride. Pride says, you know, or rooted out of a unhealthy sense of ego self. If I don't do it, it won't get done. From a sense of attitude, from a sense of scarcity mentality, from a sense of fear, from a sense of anger, from a sense of scarcity. I've said this before, but I really want to emphasize that that really was what it was rooted in fear of losing, fear, so many fears, but fear of losing, fear of not having someone throw something in my face. Like, for example, if someone gave me money, and it was like I had to be overly grateful, but not from a place of truth, but really from a place of to make their ego feel good. And I found myself overly saying thank you. But it really wasn't from a place of gratitude. It was really to appease their insecurity about money. Their need to feel that I had to praise them or make them feel secure, when actuality it was their insecurity about money and their experiences about money that they were unconsciously, I believe, it was sort of like I was this experience feeling like this, I was the prize or the last person in their lives that they can count on to make their insecurities, to make their wounds, make them feel better about their wounds. And so they weren't aware of this. And even though they had been burned, they had been scarred, they had unresolved wounds and unresolved issues about, you know, one of the things was money. So they had their own fears. And because they had their own fears, their own insecurities, their own anger, their own feelings of lack, their own belief patterns of feeling of egotism and pride and feeling that they had to be the ones to save everything and save everybody. And so there was a sense of resentment. Nobody was there for me, so why should I be there for them? And so that was really how the relationship that they had with themselves. And so I was in relationship with them, and because I was in relationship with them, and experienced that feeling, that energy, I at the time didn't quite know how to decipher or how to navigate that, or really even how to show up in that as a child. And so, or, you know, even as a young adult. And so whenever money was brought up, it was always for me, because I, you know, experienced those things and took those experiences as my truth. And that's what I really want to talk about. Taking that power back and releasing those belief patterns, releasing that energy, releasing that stronghold, right? But before, and even now, I still have to tell myself and remind myself, and I'm going to share with you on today, some practices that you can do as you shift your mindset, as seeing things the way that God sees it, and how the Spirit of God reveals to you about money. And so imagine me, you know, carrying those belief patterns, carrying that energy, carrying that perspective, carrying those stories in my mind. And so I found myself jumping through hurdles and running through loopholes and dodging and saying, you don't ever have to worry about me asking you for money. Because you know what I'm going to do? Here's the pride that I took on. And I didn't know it was pride. And I said, you know what I'm going to do? I am going to make sure that I get the highest education. I'm going to make sure that I always have a job. I'm going to make sure that I never ask you for money. And so I was afraid. So can you imagine? So those beliefs, those agreements, I had to let go of. I had to release. And that's the power that I want to share with you. Whatever story that you've held as it relates to money. Whatever someone told you, whatever you experienced, and if that energy that you're carrying and that energy that you're carrying about money, that's what keeps repeating itself. That's why scarcity under the mentality is the meaning of scarcity or the energy of scarcity. And so this is why money, when you carry that energy, it doesn't even matter the amount of money, because if you carry that mentality, you will always feel that something is never enough. And this is where greed comes in, because the energy behind what it is, the spirit behind what it is, the intangibles, the things that we vibrate on, right? And so there is a feeling and an energy and a tenseness. I don't even know if that's a word, but you know what I mean. There's a tenseness that I had about money. What's your relationship that you have about money? What's been your past relationship as it relates to money? When you think of money, do you think of it from a scarcity mentality? Or do you feel that there is a plethora of money? Do you believe that there is an abundance of money? Do you view money as your master? All of that, I want you to examine it. Because if you view it as from a sense of inferiority or from a sense of controlling, from a sense of I have to do it all on my own, if I do it, it won't get done, from a place of resentment or from a place of scarcity or from a place of anxiety or from a place of panting, if your heart is racing or if you're jumping and you're like tensed about money, if you feel angry, if you feel that you're the smarter one about money, that's another form of pride and a sense of arrogance. Are you following what I'm saying? All of that is not from a place of love. It's not from a place of abundance, and it's not of God. And it's not the alignment that is for your highest good. And I would encourage you right now to release whatever those belief patterns are. And recircle back and listen to the Spirit of God as God shows you and navigates your relationship to money. Because your relationship to money is also related to your relationship with God. Your relationship with your health is also related to how you relate to you and how that relates to you and God. So it's all about God in at the center of all, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of love, the Spirit of joy, the Spirit of abundance, also the Spirit of conviction, because God will always and convict you to show you the truth about you. God will reveal some pride that you're holding on to. If you're listening, God will tell you some stuff you got to let go. If you're listening, God will reveal what's in your heart, what no longer needs to be there, and what didn't belong there in the first place. going to God and asking the Spirit of God, what is the truth about how my relationship has been towards money? Your belief patterns is everything because it creates your reality. What is the energy? What is the spirit behind it? And knowing the power, like I mentioned before, knowing the power that you hold, and that power is truth. That power is of God. That's the true power. When you tap into that true power, the spirit of truth, the spirit of God, that's that power. Because God's going to tell you the truth. God's going to tell you the truth. It's going to either reveal in a dream. That revelation is going to reveal in a dream. God's going to convict you in your spirit and tell you the truth to shine light on those shadows. Tell you what you need to let go of. God will reveal it. God will show, will create the opportunity for you to see the truth. Are you listening? Are your eyes opening? Because it is not about the amount of money. And I used to believe that. It's not about the amount of money that you make that's going to solve a problem. And I remember hearing that growing up, you know. It's not about the tangibles. Get that out of your mind. Because in truth, there really is no limit to God. Therefore, there is no limit to money. There's no limit to what God can do. So getting your mind and your hands off of the tangible and how it's got to look and what it's got to look like, and believe and flow in the abundance of God and what God is showing you in your divine blueprint. What is God revealing and showing you and where you are and what you need to release and what you need to trust and what you need to follow? And sometimes what it is also what the things that you already have. It's like what working with what you already have. And allowing God to multiply that. Allowing God to multiply that according to his will. Allowing it. Taking your limitations off of it, how it's supposed to look like. And trusting the flow and the spirit of God. And I know it can be hard. Sometimes that fear sets in. Sometimes that pride sets in. Well, I want to ask. Well, I don't want to bother anybody. That's that pride. God could be opening a channel, opening a path just to show you, to reveal to you, let go of that pride. No, it ain't got to be you all the time. You ain't got to be the one to solve the problem. Let that pride go and allow the Spirit of God to do its work. Allow the Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit to do its work, to do the supernatural in your life. And just using the practical and being grateful for where you are and what you have now. Being grateful for where you are and what you have now and allowing the flow of abundance to flow through you. Now, I allow the Spirit of God and the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit to flow through me. The abundance of the Spirit of God to flow through me. The abundance of love, the abundance of wealth, wisdom, truth, power, patience, conviction. And I take this truth in today. So what's your takeaway today? Wait, somebody's... Somebody's car is about to get impounded and God wants you to trust him in it. He has his hand on your life. And there is a lesson that he wants to explain to you through this. You've had many strongholds in your life as it relates to holding on to things. And God wants you to let go of those things and follow Him. Because it's too heavy for you to carry. It's not the truth of who you are. It's not how God sees you. And God wants to rebuild your life. He wants to rebuild it in the best way for your highest good. And your highest good is His path. And so He's saying, follow that. Trust me. Trust my hand. Trust what I'm doing. Even in the turbulence, I am in it. This is good. This is a good way to trust me, to be with me. Trust my ways. Follow my path. I will show you. It's been shown to you. It's been shown to you already. God has been showing you. It's been shown by you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God is saying, I have shown you this. I have shown you this already. I've already given you a vision of what was about to take place. And just trust my path. Trust my way. And be at peace with it. It's been a car note that has been way too expensive for you, and you've been trying to upkeep with it. And God is saying, let it go. I'll rebuild the credit. I will rebuild your life. Let me rebuild your life. Let me do things my way. My way is the highest way, possible for your life, because that's how I see you. Go in peace. Release it and let it go. I am rebuilding your life, and I want you to follow me and do things my way. It is your highest good. And you know this in your heart. You've been convicted in your heart about this. Your pride has been in the way. And God wants you to follow Him. And when you release that pride and follow Him, just follow Him today. And you'll feel the pressure released off of you. Thank you for joining this podcast, God. Thank you for whoever was listening and who that word was for. And I thank you in advance for what you are doing in the lives of your people and in the lives of whoever that was for. Your money is coming. Your riches is coming. Your sorrow has ended. For I am doing a new thing in you and in your place of residence. Take not it by a surprise for what I will do for you. You will be in a land flowing with milk and honey. For I have restored things that was unjust to you. You've had some injustice things that has happened to you, which has caused you to, you know, feel that you had to do things on your own. Yeah. You're nodding your head yes as you're listening. And this is what has been in the way. God is revealing some things in your heart. How He sees you. There's a love. That's going to reveal in your heart, and that's God's love as you abide with Him. You will see the money flowing from your heart, the abundance flow from your heart, the spirit of truth flow from your heart, and it is out of that that you will live your life from this day on. God keeps saying, my way. Do it. Keep doing it my way, though. My way. My way is true. My way is holy. My way is sacred. Holiness. I am the way, the truth, and the light. Thus saith the Lord. This is the truth. I will do it for you, saith the Lord. I will do it for you, saith the Lord. I will do it for you, saith the Lord. Trust my truth, trust my way. It is my path for you. Take the path, and not the path you've been on. That path is a dead end. That path is no more. Choose the path that I have for you. I have a vision of two paths, and one path has disappeared, and the other path is the path of light and truth that God wants you to follow. And it's a new way of thinking. It's a new light. It is the path that God has designed for you. And that path that you have taken before is no more. It's no more. It literally is no more. Gone. Dissipated? I don't even know if that's a word. I'll have to look it up. It's gone. It's no more. 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 Dead. It's gone. You won't even. You're ready. Because you won't even take that path. You're ready. You're ready. You're ready to follow that path. And they're congratulating you. Congratulating you for taking that path. Okay. Choose ye this day whom ye will serve. I want to thank you guys. Wait, hold on. Follow his way with your heart. That is connected to your mind, will, and emotions. He's in your heart, and he's doing some things in your heart. Some great things are heading your way. All right, that's all I have for today. I was not expecting that word, but I am always open when the Spirit wants to speak. So whoever that is for, I take it that you will seal that. You may need to go over that, you know, that word of what God was saying. But, wow. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you want one-on-one coaching, I will leave the description at the bottom. So I have three packages where I, help people in if they want to do one-on-one coaching with me. If you want to do, coaching on how to heal from, you know, childhood wounds, and shift your belief patterns. There's a package on that. I'll leave the link under. If you will, I also have a whole program on how to heal from, how to understand fear. That is a 3-month set. That's a 3-month package with deal with me, understanding fear, understanding how the mind works. Understanding how to allow the fear to pass through you and how to align yourself with truth and to walk in it even if you feel afraid. And so there's daily practices that I'll go over with you. We'll talk about, you know, I'll coach you in how to break your own strongholds and to allow, you know, the Spirit of God to really just to be an impeccable listener to the Spirit of God and allow God to break those shackles off of you and to know the power that you have within you. And then thirdly would be how to get into alignment with God. Many times, you know, from experience, I felt completely off and I thought I had to do all these different things, what the world was telling me to do, what I was taught, you know, of how I should be, what career path I should do, how I should show up, how I should act, how I should treat people. And some of it was from a good place. And a lot of times it was rooted in not God's best for me. And so being able to listen to God's blueprint for you allows you to be in alignment, which allows you to think clearly, which allows you to feel more connected to God, and you'll feel more balanced. From experience, I've lost weight because of it, physical weight, because that's just what happens. Your body, when you surrender and you take that path of alignment, you become really who you authentically are. And, you know, the things that you might be carrying physically, you know, like how I was, that stuff falls off of you because you naturally fall into alignment. So those are, you know, the three package deals that I have. I would definitely leave the description at the bottom. If you want those, I also have free self-paced courses. I have one particular workshop that's dealing with how to heal from childhood wounds, you know, mother wounds, father wounds, how to heal from that. It's a pre-recorded workshop that I had hosted. I have also that on the workshop. I have also that on the website. And I also have, in addition to that, if you just want to know how to lose weight and get to like understanding your relationship with food, because, you know, that's how really in the beginning of the journey, I lost a lot of physical weight because God was showing me that a lot of my struggle with weight that I had was because of the relationship that I had with myself and food and fear. And so there's a whole, I do a whole segment on that. So that's also a mini course. If you want to purchase that, it's Why Can't I Lose the Weight? I believe that's what it's called. All of them are reasonable prices. But other than that, that's all I have. Thank you guys for tuning in, and I'll see you another time.